of the Library Advisory Board. Some items for today. There are none, so we'll move on to the minutes from the May 16th meeting, which were sent to you and which are in your packet. Do I have any comments on them or changes or suggestions?
Move that the minutes be accepted as written.
Thank you, Joe. Second?
I second.
Thank you. All right, so the meeting minutes are approved. The next thing on our agenda is to discuss the genealogy report.
I am here in place of Stephanie.
We have Alan.
Yes. And so, in general, this is just kind of an overview of some of the programs that Stephanie and / Susan, as she has taken over for Susan's position, and we... Hey! Thanks. Mm-hmm. So we have our annual genealogy in October, and which is always very successful and does a lot of coordinating with a lot of area genealogy people as well. And we've had a number of genealogy programs with the Hispanic Organization and the Daughters of American Revolution. We have our North Collin County Genealogical Society folks come and help every Sunday or the first Sunday of the month to just offer general advice. They kind of come and just camp out in the genealogy area so that anybody who has questions know that they can come and ask them for advice or any guidance that they need. And we have a lot of volunteers working to do indexing. As you know, we do have the obituary indexes, which we have an ongoing project. But we do have another group that's working on birth, marriage, and engagement indexes for the McKinney Courier Gazette. And then the tax rolls, which we got quite a collection of those a few months ago. I can't remember exactly when, but quite a large collection of that. And they're indexing those as well. And so, again, we'll have the program, the lock-in in October, and then we are going to have a special Collin County Veteran program in November to coincide with Veterans Day. And Holly Malone, who you may know from over here, she worked over here for quite a while, has joined the Interlibrary Loan team, and she is and had actually worked at one point when she was at Hall, in the prior, before she was at JJG, had worked at Hall and also worked at ILLs, Interlibrary Loans, at Hall. So she's very familiar in all aspects and all of the iterations that we've had of the ILL process up till now. So she is, you know, kind of just slipped right into that and worked really well in that process. And so she and Holly are working on streamlining the ILL process. It's a continual process and kind of making sure everything's working really well. And they're just, it keeps plugging along. We keep getting more and more requests and sending more items out. And they're doing great and keep us moving along very well.
Two questions.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a South Collin County Genealogical Society?
Not that I know of.
Okay. It just struck me as an odd name.
I think it's North Collin County because I think it separates from Plano genealogy stuff.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's where it came from.
Okay, so it's Plano and everyone else.
I can't testify in court to that, but I'm pretty sure Susan told me that one time, so...
And another question, you may not know the, what does it mean to index a McKinney tax roll? What's being improved? Does it mean it's going into a computer database?
Yeah.
So we actually
received the large tax ledger.
The ledgers.
And so they're transcribing the handwriting and the actual written stuff into machine readable. So we can search those.
I think what we were at, and they've just started it, but I know that Sam, one of our staff members, had to go and she picks up this really, and it just became, and because of course the fragility of it as well.
Right.
So yeah, they're starting that whole process.
So that
and it's
way
really
can,
fairly a new process.
You can search in the year for names or you know, amounts and find who paid what and who owned what.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good. Good report. Any other questions? Good.
Thank you, Helen.
You're welcome.
Helen found out she was doing this about 2 hours ago.
My job. Spencer, your report.
Yeah, so just to go through, summer's kicked off. You know, if you look at the shelves here, they're kind of empty already. That's good. We had our transitional programming, so our break between our regular spring and our summer programs, and that's some of what you see here. We did continue our goal of doing the cultural experiences. We did find a group who did Polynesian folk dancing, you know, luau dancing, hula dancing, and they came through and had a great show. Everybody enjoyed it, lots of people talking. They made leis beforehand and then went in, and the performers actually showed them the difference between the different regions and the different countries and cultures and how they changed the dances, so it was very well received. And then on construction, you might notice that's going on, right?
Yeah.
So they did put a demising wall up a while back. I think I mentioned they broke one of our windows on accident, which they're all coming down anyway. But this way, there are plexiglass windows going out, so when they pull that wall down or if anything else happens, this protects it. We are able to decorate those, and so we're going to work on decorating those as maybe part of a program coming up in the fall. And then you'll see that they have actually started digging. So in between the time I put this together and today, they've started digging the geothermal, drilling for the geothermal wells. And they've installed the grade beams and prepped for the underfloor foundation work. And on the other side, they're doing some storm and water lines. These are actually pictures from the on-site foreman, and he got up on the roof and took kind of the pictures there. If you go along the demising wall, you can look out the windows and see the work they're still doing. You know, we've hit few rain days this month, but no more.
I don't think
if the rest of the month kind of stays on that same pace, it'll be within anticipated levels. So, and then all on those programs, you know, with the blast off to summer, that was our transitional program here. That was just come and go. So since both rooms are only allowed to have 49 people in them at any given time because of the construction, we had to shuffle people back and forth, and it was different stations. They came and go. We had 240 people attend that program. The beach party had 180 attend there. The Friends of the Library continue to get large numbers for their book reviews. So we had 105 was the count, mm-hmm. and that's a picture on the bottom left there of what the Delaney Room looks like when you have a popular
it's
presenter.
Completely full.
Yeah. And then the Ayurveda seminar, that's a health seminar. We're actually hosting that at Fire Station 7 because of the size of what we need and the construction that's going on here. So that's the top picture there. And so we have 56 people come out for that. That's been a pretty popular adult program. And then we partnered with Martha Cavazos-Phipps, who does the environmental education programs here for the city, and they turned some old T-shirts into bags. And so we actually had 38 kids and their parents come out and do that. It was a pretty interesting program there.
And you have a program tonight, right?
We have the Niels Berry program tonight. We're hoping to have over 100 people there.
Wow.
He shared it on his page, and he's got like 70,000 Facebook followers, so hopefully we can get a pretty good turnout. It's at Impact, so you know that holds 400 mm-hmm. and something people, but we're looking forward to that. The mayor will be introducing him, and then he'll go on and speak about the Crepe Myrtle Trails in McKinney and talk about maintaining crepe myrtles, and he said there'd be some Q&A afterwards, so we're hoping there's some good turnout there. We continue to have our summer programs. You heard early on some of the conversation. We had Safari Greg at Hall today, and both those programs sold out to the point where we were at capacity. We had to turn people away. Even people who'd registered but were latecomers, mm-hmm. we couldn't let them in the room because it was so full. And then we've got just some general numbers here for May. May was a pretty busy month. We were right about flat on our circulation. So it's the same thing we saw last month. That hall picks up a little bit, but we do see a little decrease in traffic here with the construction. Mm-hmm. And then our computer use continues to slowly climb. The computer lab at Hall is pretty full most days now, which is good. And then the interlibrary loan number that you saw there, you know, that number continues to grow, which is really good. We've had real good success about getting those for people. And those are typically, as a reminder, things that are usually a few years older, maybe not in print anymore, or if they are, it's something that, you know, the one person wants. This isn't just to fulfill for new books we're not buying or supplementing that way. It's usually for those specialty or older materials.
Because they have to be at least a year old, don't they?
Most libraries, it's a year, but it's also, even if it's a year old and it's got, like, Game of Thrones, no one's going to do an interlibrary loan for you for Game of Thrones because it's still popular. It's more a lot of what we're getting are, you know, older specialized nonfiction books, parts of a series where, you know, the rest of the series wasn't as popular as the first couple of books. Believe it or not, I think we've had some, like, opera scores and things like that where we just, we don't collect those. So, and then summer reading, it's on Beanstack again this year. The app is going strong. If you saw those rockets that are out there, one of the things they get when they complete is they get to put their name on the rocket. There is an adult program this year, which I think Gary went over this with you before, but we already have, I think, nearly 200 adults signed up for the adult program. If you haven't signed up, please take a look at it. The app's really easy to use. You can actually just scan the ISBN of your book, and it'll bring up the data, and you can tell it what it is and how long you read, and you're good to go. So we expect, you know, we're... within the first week of summer, we were already about 25% of our totals of last year, so we expect that to continue to go. And then what we're working on right now is we're getting the fall calendar finalized, so if you have ideas for programs, submit them through the website, and we'll see if they can fit into our schedule. We're really close to getting that finished. And then the other things we're going to work on as summer wraps up is we're actually going to have a team to investigate rearranging the downtown library. If you've been there, you know the children's area is pretty overstuffed and some of the other areas are a little light, so we're going to look at the whole thing from scratch and say if we just had the shell of the building, how should we fill it up? And then we've also, what you'll see on the next page is we have our part-time outreach librarian on board, and so I believe McKinney ISD had or has a program where all, they call them MRSs, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Are together, and she's going to be there, or was, she's been meeting with the schools. So part of our goals, we've already increased that. We've done, I think, 4 or 5 outreach programs in the last week and a half. It's not at a pace we can sustain.